This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is former coach Dennis Erickson, a two-time national championship coach with the Miami Hurricanes. And we are delighted to have you. Coach, thanks for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. I was out watching the snow today, so I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, so it's a little cold around here.
I would think so. Well, a big game tonight. We're excited for this matchup, 49ers and Seahawks. And, of course, these are two NFL teams that you coached. Love to ask you about this matchup. Let's start with the San Francisco defense. So impressive on the front seven. What are you seeing there? What do you see from that defensive side of the ball with San Francisco?
Yeah, without a question, that's really where they built the difference in where they were and where they're at now. And they get such a great pass rush and just play hard all the time. I mean, they're a heck of a defense. Got some great players there. And like I said, that's the biggest turnaround the 49ers have had in the last year.
And Dennis, you're two former teams that are numbers one and two in the NFC West going at it tonight. Jimmy G, under center for the 49ers, do you see him as more than a game manager, especially tonight with the return of offensive tackles Joe Staley and Mike McGlinchey? What do you see out of Jimmy G? Do you see him getting better each game?
Yeah, without a question. Obviously, he had an injury a year ago and it made a difference, you know, with the 49ers. But I've watched him play, and, you know, he manages the game real well, but he's got a lot of talent, too. And when he has people in front of him, you know, like he has had, and he's got some receivers that are playing extremely well for him. I just like him. He's a winner. He understands the game. He sees the game really well. And it's going to be a heck of a football game with him at quarterback and then with Russell with the Seahawks.
So let's talk about Russell Wilson. Many people have him on the short list for MVP. Where do you think he ranks among the top quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a tough question. There are so many good ones out there. But year in and year out, he's been one of the top two or three every year. And he just makes things happen. I mean, he's a playmaker. You watch him this year. There were games that probably they should have lost but didn't because of him. He gets in situations where he's got to win a football game, and he does. You know, to me, he's one of the best in the NFL, and has proven that this year. And talk about an MVP, I think he has a great chance of doing that. Obviously, it's a long season, but he just makes plays. I mean, he gets out of the pocket. And there's a rush on him. He throws it down the football field. I really admire him. In my opinion, he might be the best guy playing this year.
So, Dennis, you talked about, and you rightfully brought up the point of Jimmy G and both Russell Wilson being great leaders on and off the field for their team. Are the Seahawks more than just the brilliance of Russell Wilson? Because you look at this defense that's ranked at the bottom of the NFL. They're 22nd in points allowed and 25th in yards allowed. Is this team more than Russell Wilson, and are we going to see it exposed tonight?
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's going to be exposed, but you're going to see, you know, where Seattle is defensively. There's no question about it. So Russell makes a lot of plays, but they've got some really good players on defense that run around and make some plays. Obviously, that's Coach Carroll's baby playing as far as the defense is concerned, and they have a good plan, and they'll do what they got to do. But I think they got to play team defense. I don't know that they have one guy that really stands out. Obviously, they probably have a couple, but tonight they're going to all have to play good. They're going to all have to be disciplined, you know, keep the quarterback in the pocket, and probably more than anything, they got to really be able to find a running game against the 49ers.
So, Dennis, if we could talk you out of retirement and come back to coach an NFL team today, what would be your preference for a starting quarterback? Would you want one of the mobile, more agile quarterbacks or a pocket passer? From your experience and what you're seeing today, what would you like?
Well, you know, the game's changed a lot. The pocket passer was what it was for a long time. And now you got to have a great athlete that can move around. The rush is so good in the National Football League. That's probably the biggest difference between college football and the NFL is you know, just the rush of the defense, the defensive ends that you got to block with offensive tackles. So again, to me, there's more qualities than just one thing. But if you have a guy that can move around as a competitor, can make things happen, you know, when things aren't perfect, that's the kind of guy you want to have at quarterback. And I see it going that way probably more than it ever has.
We're talking to former coach Dennis Erickson. He's a two-time national championship coach with the Miami Hurricanes. Let's shift gears to the college leagues. So Ed Orgeron coached under you and had a pretty big weekend this weekend for LSU. What did you see in him when he was coaching underneath you?
Just what you see. I mean, he's a fiery guy, competitive guy, really believes in his players. He loves coaching ball. He was a great coach for me, coached the defensive front when I was at the University of Miami. But, you know, what he brings is what he is. I mean, he's that type of guy. And I'll tell you what, it was fun watching him against Alabama. It's been fun watching him all the time in his career. And it's a perfect fit for him. You know, he's from Louisiana. He brings a Louisiana twang. And he's a perfect fit for them. And I'll tell you what, talk about two really good football teams the other night. There really was, but Jimmy Burrow's a quarterback. He was a difference in that game. Tua played good. He was hurt. Obviously, you could tell that, but he made a lot of plays too. And two great football teams, and LSU won. And who knows what's going to happen when the playoffs start.
It was so interesting watching LSU's offense. I had to rub my eyes, as I have all season, seeing that kind of offense with Joe Burrow and what he does, and Joe Brady, the job he's done and running that offense. Does it strike you that this is the top offense that we're seeing this year? The best offense LSU has had in a long time.
Yeah, without a question. The biggest thing is Coach O changed. He changed the philosophy. And, you know, he's spreading it out and throwing the football a little bit more, which is opening the running game up. And they're just playing better on offense. They just create more problems for the defense. So one thing about LSU is they'll always have skill. They'll always have skill out of the state of Louisiana. Take advantage of it, and that's what he's done. And Burrow, like I said, he is he's special. He's tough. He's competitive. He makes plays. And he's a big difference.
And I think it really highlights, too, Dennis, the importance of the right offensive coordinator. And bringing in Joe Brady was obviously a game changer for LSU and for Joe Burrow.
Now, without a question. Without a question. And, you know, Ed's smart enough to know what it takes to win. He's been on the other side of the ball most of his career, but he knows what hurts you. And, yeah, to me, that was the biggest hire that they could have made, because they've always been kind of conservative with that kind of talent, and now they've opened it up.
And you look at from last year to this year, a 29-0 Alabama beatdown on LSU last year in Tiger Stadium, too. This great win this weekend. What a great advertisement for that program and for what Joe Brady's doing.
Yeah, without a question. And I'm sure with Joe doing what he's done this year, he may get a head coaching job. You know, I mean, he's that kind of coach. But, it's to me, it's just finding out what fits a program offensively and what kind of athletes you can get. And what we see right now on offense at LSU is what fits LSU.
Well, speaking of what fits a program, I want to take you back to your national championship years at the University of Miami. What do you remember most about those years, and what made those two teams, I mean, reach that level, natty champs? How did you do that?
Well, obviously, Howard was in there before me, and Jimmy was there before me. And the thing that we took advantage of at the University of Miami is we were able to keep most of the players from South Florida at the University of Miami. So we always had skill. We had always had guys that ran very fast, and so we took advantage of that. I don't know that is happening now. Some of them are leaving South Florida, going to Alabama, LSU, different places. But the biggest thing is we had really good athletes, but they loved playing the game of football. One thing I learned when I went there was how much those players enjoyed playing the game, how much they enjoyed practicing. I learned a lot from them, and it was a different world then. At that time, the University of Miami was like Alabama or LSU now. They're getting back that way. It's going to take some time, but they'll get there.
Former head coach Dennis Erickson. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.